This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the founding fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, as you fully well know, that we have the State of the Union tonight. And befitting of that, we've got, you know, just a huge, huge increase in jobs, 304,000. Nobody knew that that was going to happen. It was a blowout number, right? Well, it's now hitting, apparently, the polls. I have a feeling, I just got a little flashing thing on the screen. It says, check it out. It says, Trump approval rating at 48%. This is in red. This is the daily presidential tracking poll. You know, I used to religiously look at the Rasmussen report every day. I'm not so religious anymore. I'm sort of a religious. Trump was down 40. I think he was down. I haven't read the article. I see the daily tracking poll. It was linked. It's a link on Drudge. And I was checking out the numbers last week, and he was like down to 43%, something like that. Thinking, oh, no, Nancy Pelosi's got her claws, her talons into him. Well, not claws. She has no talons. Only eagles have talons, right? Raptors, birds of prey. Well, I'd say he's a better bird of prey than her. Anyway, the Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Tuesday shows that 48% of the likely U.S. voters approve of Donald Trump's job performance, 51% disapprove. The latest figures include 36% who strongly approve of the job President Trump is doing, and 42% strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval rating index of a negative 6. Now, this is different. I mean, because I think that he was really low. I think he was at 42%, 43% earlier in the week. Oh, yeah, he's taking a jump. Bink. Doink. So his index is going up and up. And up. Why did they have it? That was Obama. Okay, Obama. Let's see, where are we at here? Why did they have it like that? 43%. And they're, see, this is a little misleading here. That little graph. I think the graph is a couple days behind. But they say 48%. Tuesday shows at 48%. That's a big jump since last week. So he's going up. He's going up in spite of everything. That's what they. I'm looking at their graphic, and that's what they show. Oh, it's 43%. This was February 19th. No, February 19th. Hello, February 1st, 2019. Oh God, come on. Well, it's the way they have these things out there. So February 1st, sitting at 43%. And today, the 1st of February, he was sitting at 43%. He jumped on the 4th, Monday, to 45%. And today, he's at 48%. That's a big jumper. Man, that's from three-point region out there. He must have hit a few buckets, right? That's basketball parlance for those of you who don't know. The three-point line, right? So he's out shooting beyond the stratosphere. So this is 48% for you, which is what we want. So the president is going into tonight's speech, rebounding big time. By the way, let's read some other numbers about his trend, okay, so we understand where this is all coming from. The last time we see anything remotely close to this, where he was at 48%. Well, actually, the last time we show this, okay, December 28th, he is, the last time we see it, 48%, was the date. This is on the Rasmussen reporting. Rasmussen reporting was December 20th. And then it kind of goes downhill from there. 49% on the 21st of December. 49%. That was the highest. And then it goes 46 down, 47, to a spot check, 45 in January 10th, 43 January 14th. He never, and he hovers around 43 to 45 all the way up until yesterday. And he jumps from 43 on Friday, 43, 45. See the trend here on the 29th of January was 45, the 29th, the 28th, the 24th, the 23rd, so the weekend there. But then all of a sudden he goes 43% on Friday, 45% on Monday, and 48%. That's a huge jump. So people are liking it. And we'll see what happens when he comes out of this little ditty tonight. See, this is the problem for the Pelosi's of the world out there, is that he gave him the 15th. He's given him up until the 15th. So we got 10 more days for the negotiations on the wall, right? Now, it's going to be interesting on tonight's speech is that you're going to see over his left shoulder, appropriately over his left shoulder, you're going to see Nancy Pelosi. Now, on his right shoulder, you're going to see Mike Pence, because he is the president of the Senate. He's the vice president of the United States. He's the president of the Senate. You'll see the top three leaders there. You'll see the hierarchy. You'll see Mike Pence. You'll see the president, Mike Pence, and Nancy Pelosi. So if something was to happen to the president and Mike Pence, then Nancy Pelosi would be president. Now, that was the speculation that was going on as to why there was some sort of assassination attempt upon the president, right? Or going to be. And there's all this. Remember, that this is where Roger Stone comes out. And he's screaming like crazy about there's going to be an assassination attempt. This is at the beginning of the year. Around the 3rd, the time she sent the letter requesting, inviting the president to come and speak tonight. But, you know, that's when the president decides, well, you know, she's going to take this little junket with 90-some people of friends and family across the Atlantic Ocean to, you know, Brussels and Egypt and Afghanistan. That's the itinerary. But he says, nope, no plane for you, and he cuts it off. Remember that? So that was going on all the time when Alex Jones is out there going, there's an assassination, they're going to put Nancy Pelosi in prison and all this stuff. So it's her big night tonight. Will she be rolling her eyes? Will she be picking her teeth? I don't know why I said that. But, you know, just will she be squinting? And, you know, how far stretched will her face be? Those are the things we're going to be looking for. We're going to do a stretch test. on Nancy Pelosi. Everybody, eyes on Nancy to see the stretch test. Will she pass it or not? Will it be totally stretch? I mean, somebody says there's a screw in the back of her head. They just turn it and it stretches the skin. Now, is that true? You know, I don't know how these facelift things work. I have a face for radio. I don't have a face for the public, right? I have no screws loose in my head. Well, some people say I do. Some people really say I do. But, you know, when you're putting the screws to use, then you don't have any loose screws, right? That's what we do here on Agenda 21 Radio. We put our screws to use for you. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. And, of course, pillows for you. My pillow, Agenda, is the keyword. 800-266-4715. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website at agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Take the shortcut, a21r.com. And also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Lots of things going on Paris inferno kills 10 women. Woman arrested. Blaze burns for hours. France carries out rare simulation of nuclear deterrent strike. Here's one. Tens of thousands pack stadium for first papal mass on Arabian Peninsula. Really? I'm biting. This was something that a lot of people don't understand, the relationship between radical Islamic terrorism and the Pope. But this is what we have going on right now. It says, tens of thousands pack stadium for first papal mass on Arabian Peninsula, Abu Dhabi. Tens of thousands of Catholics and several thousand Muslims attended an unprecedented public celebration of Mass on Tuesday by Pope Francis, the first pontiff in history to visit the Arabian Peninsula. Isn't that interesting? Here we go. Let's listen in on some of this stuff.
Where he hoped to foster peace through interfaith dialogue. The Pope cruised through the crowds at the grand ceremony in his famous Popemobile and was welcomed by more than 120,000 cheering Catholics and Muslims at the Zayed Sports City Stadium. He arrived on Sunday at the invitation of Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan and has used his visit to call for greater cooperation between both Christians and Muslims and to condemn regional wars. Notably, the conflict in Yemen, the poorest country in the peninsula, where the UAE is involved as part of a Saudi-led military coalition. The UAE hosts around half of the 2 million expatriate Catholics living on the peninsula. Special licenses do allow Christian worship in church compounds there. There are more than 40 churches, and 9 of them are for Catholics.
Special license allows worship. Freedom of religion, right? First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. First thing out of the chute on the First Amendment is freedom from religion. No, freedom of religion.
But like other Gulf states, it outlaws unsanctioned religious gatherings, and non-Muslims must not proselytize.
Non-Muslims must not proselytize. Freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom of speech. Just a few elements of the First Amendment of the Constitution. How good we have it, right?
An opinion piece in a Saudi-owned pan-Arab daily paper praised the visit and its message of tolerance and coexistence. Something it said confronted a discourse of extremism in the region.
And now, with round-the-clock updates from...
Isn't that interesting? Thank you, Reuters, for that. Said more than 120,000 worshippers packed Zayed Sports City Stadium and its surrounding Abu Dhabi, the capital of the United Arab Emirates, to see the Pope, who is in the Gulf country to promote interfaith dialogue. He's not proselytizing. It's not considered proselytizing. It's interfaith. Heavy dialogue here on interfaith business between Catholics and Muslims. Isn't that interesting? Interesting. It's the first person to do that. First pope to do that. Now, it's kind of interesting. Some people are a little bit concerned about why. It says here, this article, Gateway Pundit, Pope Francis betrays Christians, embraces radical Sheikh Ahmed al-Talib, who calls for killing converts. Sunni Islam's highest authority, Ahmed al-Talib, believes that Christian converts should be killed, and he has said so on several occasions. So for all of you Christian converts, this is what the Pope is listening to. I just wonder why this is going on. Don't you? Come on. You have to wonder about this. Why does this happen? Why do we have the Pope who's embracing someone like this? I think... He's being interviewed here. It says, apostasy comes in the form of crime. That's what he says. As a crime that must be fought. It's only natural that it will be treated and must be carried a certain punishment. So in other words, if you're out preaching something other than Islam, and if you're a convert to Christianity, you must be punished. And that punishment is death. So why is, says Amid, was interviewed in 2016 where he spoke against Western values, homosexuality, and leaving Islam. Leave Islam. It says, on Monday, Pope Francis visited the Middle East where he embraced the Sunni Sheikh Ahmed Taib. Signed a historic human fraternity agreement in Abu Dhabi. So you have to figure this one out on your own, I guess, right? Why was he embracing this kind of an individual? Everybody says, well, he's reaching out. Really? Reaching out to a radicalized individual who wants to kill Christians. Do you think this guy's going to stop killing Christians because he's been visited by the Pope? Don't think so. Don't think so. I'm sorry, I just don't think that's going to be the way it is. Talking about it in other different video clips here of the visit and meeting with him and being embracing him. Anyway, just so this is what Gateway Pundit says. This is the headlines from Gateway Pundit. Pope Francis betrays Christians, embraces radical sheikh who calls for a killing of converts. Well, maybe with a and again, you know. Maybe the Pope is going to win this guy over. What do you think? We're going to be opening up the phone lines in the third hour, by the way. I thought we'd do that and maybe get some of your opinions. But in the meantime, we're going to be doing some moonwalking as well, of course. We're going to behave like smooth criminals. Maybe this guy, this radical sheikh, is actually just a smooth criminal. What do you think? Probably killed enough Christians in his life to be a smooth criminal. I guess we can forgive him, though, can't we? We good Christians. Or who should we forgive here in this situation? Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. In New California State, of course, big things going on. We are reading, listen to this. Today we're reading grievance number 54. 5-4. 54 weeks of reading grievances. Isn't that awesome? Well, we're making progress. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website. Gosh, darn, what's going on with the sound here? We've got to do sound checks all the time. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. Let's see. Pelosi, Tucker Carlson. Tucker's doing a really good job. You know, he really is. I mean, I'm serious. You know, I visited with him 2 months now, talked to him a little bit, and interesting conversation. He gave a speech. It was a really good speech. He explained about everybody, how everybody hates Trump in Washington, D.C., even the people that work around him. Now, and, of course, the evidence of that is just what happened to his calendar the other day. Somebody made off with his calendar. Isn't that interesting? Here we go.
Video has emerged of a brazen MS-13 murder happened in broad daylight on New York City's subway yesterday. The video shows a group of men brawling on a crowded platform, and then one of them repeatedly opens fire. We warn you as you watch, the video is awful.
Oh.
alleged shooter is in custody tonight. Police say he's a 26-year-old MS-13 member with previous arrests and that the murder you just saw was related to gang violence underway in the area. That's what the police say. Talking heads on TV say the whole thing is fake. None of this is happening, and you're a racist if you think otherwise. Well, you may have noticed we're undergoing a kind of religious revival here in Washington, not the old-fashioned, tented kind of revival with altar calls and spiritual redemption. This is the modern version where climate policy takes the place of the Eucharist, and a member of Congress from San Francisco wears the Pope hat. Yet it's no less fervent. Watch our city's head theologian, Nancy Pelosi, issue her final decree on the ethics of border walls. It is swift and final.
A wall is an immorality. It's not who we are as a nation. The wall is an immorality between countries. The wall, in my view, is an immorality.
Immoral. That's the final word from the high church of progressive liberalism. Do they know about this in the Holy Land, though? Apparently they don't, because just yesterday, Israel, America's closest ally in that region, started construction on a massive new wall. A border wall. It's 20 feet high. Mm-hmm. It'll be made of galvanized steel. It's going to be built directly on top of an existing underground wall. Officials in Israel say the new wall will connect to another wall that extends right into the Mediterranean. That means the wall will prevent migration from the sea as well. Once all of this is done, the Gaza Strip will be entirely surrounded by walls. Israel expects to finish this by the end of the year. Israel already has a similar barrier on its border with Egypt. That wall cut the number of illegal African migrants from almost 15,000 in 2010 to a total of just 14 6 years later. That's some wall. Has anyone told Archbishop Pelosi about any of this? Will she denounce Israel as immoral? Someone ought to ask her that question and keep asking her until she answers it.
I hate it when this happens.
Well, the media have been telling us about all kinds of Russia conspiracies for over 2 years now. It's a pretty simple model. You take a person or a group who you don't like, who are saying things you disagree with, and then you build a narrative that ties them to Russia. The latest example comes, as previous examples have come, from NBC News. NBC News is smearing anti-war Democratic presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard as a Kremlin favorite.
Ah. A Kremlin favorite. Listen to this.
NBC based the story on so-called experts, a group recently caught fabricating Russia stories at the behest of the Democratic Party.
So, I think that's kind of interesting. Tulsi Gabbard. You know, the congresswoman from Hawaii. She goes different. She's the Democrat. And she thinks a little bit differently. She actually thinks a lot like me about the whole Russian thing. And the stories and so on. She even knows and thinks that and knows for sure because she's seen the facts. She actually sponsored a bill to deny any kind of money coming from this government to ISIS. Wow. Yeah. Because why? Because our government was funneling money and still is in some places. Weapons, or has been, up until just recently. That seems to have what got Mattis, Mad Dog, in trouble. And Kelly. They weren't telling the president the truth. So they left. No more president for you. They're gone. And, of course, Tulsi Gabbard, who likes to tell the truth, was shutting off money to who? ISIS, being funneled by where? The United States. It was still going on. The president didn't like it, so he got rid of Kelly and he got rid of Mattis because they were continuing it without telling him. You have to be honest with the president. Now, of course, they're going after Tulsi Gabbard because she thinks that it's probably not a good idea to funnel money to ISIS, right? What do you think? Hello? Our enemy? The enemy that we created? Let's be clear. Let's be clear. We were paying for ISIS. We know that. Absolutely. Obama and Clinton, and guess who the gatekeeper was? who was helping to funnel all that money to them at the time because he worked for HSBC. But at the time he was working for HSBC, Robert Mueller was the director of the FBI. And, of course, the HSBC guy who's guaranteeing that the money was getting to where it was supposed to go to ISIS was James Comey. And Robert Mueller, well, he was FBI director at the time. He didn't bother busting his buddy who was working at HSBC, funneling money to ISIS and killing Americans. No, couldn't do that. And what's the length of... Oh, because, you know, Russia started bombing ISIS. Remember that? Because they were stealing oil out of Iraq and using all the money, its proceeds, to fight in Syria and other places. You know, these wonderful Sunni Muslims, you know, like the same kind of Sunni sect that the Pope's embracing today. It's just a funny little world, isn't it? So Tulsi Gabbard now is the Russia connection. She's a Russian and she's a Democrat. And MSNBC is going after her. But they're not going after Robert Mueller or James Comey. Don't you find that a little odd? I do. Especially when they know the facts. They have the facts, but they ignore the facts. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com.
Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And, wow, all I can say is we're doing our best here at Agenda 21 Radio. We're doing our best. It's interesting. This is an interesting little thing. I heard this. I haven't heard it a second time, but I want to hear it again, and you can hear it too. You know,
I'm about to tell you is extremely important to me. It represents the worst cultural shift that I've witnessed in this country, and it matters not if you're pro-choice, pro-life, or an agnostic. You must take notice. I'm talking about the legalization of infanticide, or to put it in layman's terms, absolution, for the intentional killing of full-term babies. Babies born alive who were then murdered or allowed to die on the mother's say-so. The procedure is described by Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, a pediatric neurologist no less, who coldly describes and defends the killing of babies after they are born.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
Now, he didn't say how, but the meaning is clear. If the mother wants the baby dead, the baby dies. By way of motivation, consider this. Northam received over $2 million from Planned Parenthood. You remember Planned Parenthood in those undercover films where the sale of baby parts is discussed? And you can now add New York State. They now allow third-term abortions where a baby can be delivered full-term, born alive, and then allowed to die or worse. Governor Andrew Cuomo, for the sake of full disclosure, I ran against him for attorney general in New York State in 2006, openly celebrated this government-sanctioned infanticide by lighting up New York's World Trade Center in pink. You celebrate barbaric homicides where an entire class of helpless human beings born alive are denied equal protection under the Constitution and denied life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? In fact, there's no requirement that the health of the mother even be at risk. You celebrate that innocent, helpless babies enjoy less protection by the lawless left than endangered species like turtles or caterpillars? You celebrate lethal violence against a baby after it's born? Shame on you! What would your father, Governor Mario Cuomo, say if he were alive? And don't give me this hogwash that maybe the baby's deformed. There are so many tests, sonograms, amniocentesis, DNA screening, and so much more long before the 38th week that you would celebrate the ideological justification to take the lives of innocent human beings with no requirement other than the health of the mother, which isn't even defined. It undermines human dignity. But there are already, in addition to New York, six states and the District of Columbia that allow these barbaric procedures. Now, I've actually prosecuted infanticide cases where infants are killed intentionally. It's a homicide, folks, not an abortion. Governor Cuomo, are you concerned that the homicide statute remains on the books in New York State? And a person is defined as a baby born and born alive that a prosecutor, under Article 125 of New York's penal law, can still prosecute a doctor or an attendant for killing a baby? That statute is still on the books, Governor. I don't think you and your left-loving cronies thought that one through. And the irony is, we actually have, get this, no kill cities where animals will not be euthanized even if they're not adopted. And I've actually prosecuted animal cruelty cases too, where animals are intentionally killed and they can get a maximum of 2 years in jail. So babies carried in the mother's womb for 9 months and then killed, that's not criminal? And where is the Catholic Church on this? We've got a pope who's more worried about climate change and equal pay for women than attending to his own flock in the Middle East where genocide against Christians occurs. The Catholic Church has lost enough credibility in the last few years for them to not step up in every pulpit, in every church in this nation, and implore their congregants to recognize the evil being committed. If they don't do this, then they're part of the problem. Tomorrow's Sunday. Listen closely to what your priest says. Hopefully, he will talk about the evil that is occurring under the law across this country. But back to the dingbat governor, Dr. Mengele himself, who tried to justify an unjustifiable infanticide. We now find out that in his medical school yearbook, he thought it was funny to either dress as a Ku Klux Klansman or in blackface. His first response when outed, he called it clearly racist and offensive and said, I am deeply sorry for the decision I made to appear as I did in this photo. Well, then Dr. Mengele sleeps on it and decides today, wait, it's really not me.
Yeah, it's really not me. Anyway, Judge Jeanine kind of laying down the law, huh? Isn't it interesting that still infanticide in New York? They didn't change the law, but they created the crime. Right? They legalized the crime, and they didn't change the law. Kind of like, sounds a lot like California, doesn't it? New York's got the same problems. We'll be back. Listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And we're just cruising. We're just cruising.
That's all I can say. Right.
You just kind of, you know, listen, I got to tell you, it's time to break out the popcorn and the soda pop. I've been saying that. Things are happening. Things are happening. Everybody's been worried. You know, what's really kind of interesting is that we now can hold, I think we do a very, very good job, actually, in the alternative media, of holding their feet to the fire, if you know what I mean. I really do. I think we do a very good job of holding their feet to the fire. And we're definitely doing that. We're definitely holding their feet to the fire. And more feet, more fire. Well, you know, listen, the more feet we bring in, the bigger the fire gets. When, you know, I'm talking about these people that are being prosecuted right now. The so-called sealed indictments, they're being unsealed and people are being brought in. They're rounding up the usual suspects. That's why we play that every once. We haven't played that one. Got to put that one in the queue so that people have a good understanding of that one. The wonderful, wonderful nature of the criminal behavior that went on for the 8 years of Obama, and then even in the George Bush era, and then Bill Clinton, and then George Bush the senior. That kind of all started kicking off there. And Nancy Pelosi. It's interesting, Nancy Pelosi. It's interesting what is going on with her, isn't it? Very interesting. Nancy Pelosi, is her time up? I'll tell you what, she started off on a very, very rocky foot in her second term now, her second go-around as Speaker of the House. It's not going so well. And with Trump's numbers coming up as radically as they did, I mean, he was at 43% last week, and now he's at 48. And in just a matter of days, that's huge. So huge pressure on Pelosi and friends and all the liberals. And, you know, guess what? We're going to be doing smooth criminal stuff. I just think it's kind of appropriate, don't you? Just a smooth criminal business. Just a smooth criminal thing. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about in the next hour, so stay with us. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, 821R.com. And, of course, MyPillow, support MyPillow. Use that code word, AGENDA, 800-266-4715. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life.
Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.